Hi, this is another Monkey Gaming podcast, and today we are going to be featuring a game called Audio Defense Zombie Arena. And Audio Defense, as you can imagine, it's an audio game, and it's a zombie shoot 'em up style kind of game. So with me today is Brian, and I'm Stuart, and both of us have played this game, haven't we, Brian?
Yep.
So if you want to start us off, just tell us a wee bit about Audio Defense, what the game's about, if you can.
Well, to start off with, it's quite highly addicting. You start off in a sort of training arena, so the protagonist will guide you through how to kill zombies, how to load your weapons, and it'll also talk to you about power-ups and such like.
Yeah, power-ups, different kind. You can get different weapons as you go through the game, so you can get... you start off with this really... I don't know if I'm allowed to say the word, but it's a really crappy way. It's a machine gun. And it's not even a machine gun, is it, Brian?
It's more like a pistol, but it's a rapid-fire pistol kind of thing.
And the more zombies you kill, the more challenges you get past in the game.
The higher your score.
Yes, you get coins. I think it's gold coins, isn't it, Brian?
In challenge mode, you can get up to... Each challenge is kind of worth, for example,
so
200
coins. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the more difficult the challenges are, and as you negotiate the challenges, the more coins you're going to get. So with the coins that you get, you can buy weapons. So as I say, you start off with a rubbish weapon. It's a pistol.
You've got a revolver as well.
You've got a revolver as well.
Albeit, it's quite funny, you've also been equipped with a frying pan.
You've got and you can upgrade those weapons as well. So you actually, when you've got the phone in front of you, you can actually, if the zombie's too close to you, you can move your weapon to the frying pan and you hear it going swoosh as you swing the frying pan and you hear it hitting the zombie. And it's really it's a great experience, and it is best played with headphones so that you get the full... Well, you actually need to play it with headphones to get the full...
It's 3D binaural, so it literally sounds like the zombies are
all around
running
you.
After you.
Yeah, they're all around you, basically, the zombies. So you can hear them coming from your left, your right. They come from straight in front. They come from behind you as well, I think, Brian, don't they?
Some of them come from behind you. Yes. Some of them circle you. Others run at you.
Depending on what monster, what unholy terror you've unlocked, the next challenge, whatever unholy terror comes at you next. And there's like special zombies. So like to start with in the game, the basic zombies, they're boring, to be honest with you. They just come at you in a straight line.
If you've played Sixth Sense, it's those kind of zombies.
Yeah, that Audio Defense is far better than Sixth Sense, to be
Don't be fooled though. The first few challenges are easy, but as you get through the game, they do get harder and harder. And I did take about 7 attempts to complete one.
Yeah, well, I've not even. Brian's actually got further than I have. I'm only on. I can't get past the, as we're going to come on to in a minute, the chainsaw zombie. So I'm really struggling at that point. But he's probably more addicted to it than me. So he's completed it. I'm sorry, he's beat me at the game at the moment. So what I'll maybe just say at this point before we start, and Brian knows full well what I'm going to say here, the main character, there's only one main character in the game, and he's called Dr. Bastard. So what he is, he's actually got you in this futuristic kind of show, and he's the creator of, and he's experimenting on all these different zombies. So you get chainsaw wielding zombies, as I say.
The biggest zombie is called the Hulk.
Yeah, and that's much later on.
That's more towards the end of the game, and it is extremely difficult to kill it.
And you've got other zombies, that you've got clown zombies that they come at you laughing like hyenas. You've got dogs. You've got dog zombies, I think, have you, Brian, as well? I've not got to this stage, so I'm reliably informed by Brian that...
And if anyone's played Papa Sanger...
Papa Sanger,
you get the Snufflehog zombies.
Yeah, it's a present from Dr. B, who he gives something else. So they've included the Snufflehog, and it runs at you, and you've got to shoot it dead.
If you're not quick enough, it actually eats you.
Yeah, you're... And then Dr. Euro, who has a lot of enjoyment laughing at you, doesn't he?
He does. It's got, like... three or four arenas.
There's loads of different floors, and the elevator has taken you to the first, first challenge, which is the training arena. That's on, I think that's on the third floor, it doesn't matter, but so that at the very start of the game, you hear the elevator whirring into action, and it's just, all it's doing is dropping you off at your destination where you're going to meet the doctor. So this is you in the elevator.
And as you can hear, it sounds a bit old.
Yeah. Really old horror film material, doesn't it?
Yes. And that is the sounds of some of the zombies.
Yeah, there's, I think that with the same guy, I like to just use your imagination at that point, so you just think there's other contestants in there getting slaughtered. That's a zombie. Oh dear. So that's the introduction.
As you can hear, it is very graphic.
Yes, very scary. It'd be worse with headphones on.
I did let my little brother hear it, who's 11, and he was terrified.
I'll have to try that on my sister, actually.
There is endless mode as well in this game, which is you have to try and kill as many zombies as you possibly can. The first challenge is called The Audition.
So this is introduction.
This is the difficult part.
So that's the gun getting fired.
I'll use the pistol this time.
Same as before. Aim and shoot. Aim and shoot.
See, that's a better gun. It's a lot more doing. It's a rapid fire.
And he won't die.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
He's dead.
He's dead. I think.
Simple as that.
The zombie that's full of gas actually explodes if it gets too close to you.
That's the farty. This is a nightmare, this chainsaw zombie.
I really don't like it.
Because it doesn't come straight at you, the chainsaw zombie. What he does is this one circles you, so as soon as you turn, the chainsaw zombie could be behind you, it could be at the side.
It could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere. Well, we're not going to kill it, we're just going to let you hear what happens when you are
very
beheaded.
Close to being dead. Well, not beheaded, sliced in half.
Sliced in half, I don't know, just use your imagination, yeah. So the chainsaw zombie's been unleashed here, it's coming. That's the maniacal doctor. Just, I get killed, it's still funny.
As you can hear, the doctor is very happy when you lose.
You're dead. So you've got to go back. And as I say, I actually can't get past this one yet. But
if you do get a bit overwhelmed, there are power-ups. You can get a tornado or a firework, but they come in the form of, like, slot machines. So you've got to shoot the actual slot machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and once you shoot the slot machine, the fireworks, they all they get set, obviously they get set alight with the bullets going in there, and they all fire at the top of the machine, don't they?
Yeah.
And they could kill the zombies. They come again a bit later on in the game. I mean, I just think, what did you think of the game, Brian? Did you really like it? I mean, well, just say the price is $3.99. I just didn't mind paying that at all.
I actually completely drained my battery when I first downloaded it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was really addictive. I mean, we did say that there was a game called Sixth Sense, which you can get for free, but I just don't think Sixth Sense is a patch on...
It's definitely not.
You know, there's challenges. You're in, as you get 15 special zombies, I think it is, that you could unlock, and there's monsters in it. It's got everything. I mean, it hasn't been updated for a while, but I think there is more challenges coming soon.
Well, it leaves... The end of the last challenge leaves it on a cliffhanger.
Ah.
So... It sounds like there's going to be more challenges.
Just Brian rubbing it in again because he's gotten a lot further in on the game than me. I've not got to this stage. So,
neither have I. I heard it on a podcast.
Oh, right. But no, I just think it's a really good game. Well worth the
£3.99. Definitely.
I mean, something else, they make other audio games as well. We mentioned Papa Sanger earlier on. It's Papa Sangre or Papa Sanger, whichever.
Whichever
you prefer.
Yeah.
But so they make if you enjoy Audio Defence, then by
definitely
all means,
look at their other games.
Yeah, Papa Sanger, Papa Sanger 2 and The Nightjar. We're not going to go into what they are, it's just making people aware that
they are out there.
And if that, I mean, really, I think these are there's a lot you can do with Audio Defence. I think Audio Defence is going to be, or even this company, you know, something else. I think they're going to be kind of the future of the audio games.
Definitely.
Side of it. And it's funny, the Doctor character in it is, I don't know whether they've intended him to be as funny as he is, but it's laugh out loud madness.
It's kind of Doctor, you love him, but you also can't stand him.
Yeah, especially when you get killed. When you win a challenge and then he's sitting there go, I really, really hate you. I think that was great because he's curses and, oh, he hates it when you win. That's just to give you a wee flavour of the game, and now that we've sold it so well, I better tell you how to download it. Actually, it's as easy as from your iOS device, go into the App Store and in the search bar just put audio and then a space and then defence, and then it'll come up just as soon as you get past the search. It'll say Audio Defence Zombie Arena, and that's the game that you need to download. Always something else's games, isn't it? Because you've played all the other games as well, haven't you, Brian?
Yeah, but I can't get past level 15 on Papa Sanger 2.
We might come to that in another podcast. But we're going off topic, so we better wrap it up there. But thanks very much again for listening. This is the end of another Monkey Gaming podcast, which has been brought to you by Fife Society for the Blind. Again, as I say, thanks very much for listening. Hope you enjoy Audio Defence and you're scared out of your wits by it. And we'll see you again in the next podcast. Okay, bye for now.